Welcome back to our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile, and it's so cool to get a chance to talk to some former Wheeling Nailer players. He is now the assistant coach of the Iowa Heartlanders. It is Joe Exter. And Joe, you had a chance to return to Wheeling this year as a coach. First time since you'd played there from 2003 to 2005. What was that whole experience like for you?
It's a real feeling. It's a lot has changed in a good way. The rink looks fabulous. The team's had a strong history since I left. And then also seeing familiar faces, seeing Billy as the equipment manager again, being able to reconnect that with him, and then a chance to go back to an organization that gave me a chance in pro hockey.
What's it like now, almost 20 years later, to go back to a place and still have people that you know, people that see you and go, oh man, I remember when? And like you said, I mean, Billy was just starting as the equipment manager then, just like you were just starting your pro career. That has to be kind of crazy to look at it now, turning back the pages.
I think that's a big reason why we played this game. We're fortunate, we're blessed. God's given us a chance to meet right now to post play, but now coaching a game that I love, and to have relationships with people that I've important at the time, but they can last, and when you rekindle them, it's like they never stopped. And seeing Billy again, whether it was late night at 4 o'clock in the morning, he was opening up the rink for us. That's a Billy I know. He's a hard worker that makes Wheeling special.
What ultimately took you to Wheeling, your rookie year, and that was pretty incredible. As I've read the stories, you overcame a really big obstacle as you suffered what could have been a life-threatening injury at Merrimack College. How huge was that for you to not only return to the ice, but to be able to get a chance to play professionally?
Well, that's what we all dream about when we were young, right? We want to be able to look back when we're done playing saying, hey, I gave it everything I could to make it to the National Hockey League. That's the goal, or should be the goal, for all the guys playing pro. And Wheeling opened that door for me. They were taking a risk, guy coming through what I was going through. They had to be willing to open the door for me and give me that chance. And in today's world, a lot of people wouldn't have. And I'll forever be thankful for that opportunity that Wheeling gave me.
What were some of your biggest takeaways with your two seasons from the Nailers? Something, maybe your play on the ice, the relationships, the friendships that you developed with teammates. What were some of the things that you really enjoyed most about those two seasons?
Oh, the boys were there, the hard work that it is, the grind that the ECHL is, and just how good this league is. The outside world doesn't know how talented and how competitive the league is. And then the bigger picture, Pat Bingham. He was the head coach when I was there, and he left an impact on me that I want to leave on players that I coach.
You've coached a lot since you were in Wheeling, but now being back into the league, how do you notice it has changed in the last 20 years? What really stick out to you to go, wow, this was not the way it was when I was playing?
Obviously, the off-ice setup is more professional. It's more, I'd say, more resources behind it. That's one. I'd say the skill level on the ice, the depth in hockey in America and North America is tremendous, and that's trickled down to this league. And you have to realize, I think one of the things that's changed the most is the amount of transactions from playing in this league and moving up American League, or even for that matter, moving up to the highest league.
Why coaching? I mean, obviously there's so many different opportunities for you, but is that something that you knew when you stopped playing in the game that you said, you know what, I want to coach, this is something that's in my blood?
Oh, I mean, I'd be lying if I said, oh, my whole life I always knew I'd be coaching. No, but towards the end of my career, I knew that I love leading people. And what gift has God given me to lead people? It's the knowledge and experience in hockey. And doors have opened beyond that that I could never have opened myself, we'll say that. God's opened a lot of great doors for me, and I've been very blessed with all the places I've been.
You went college hockey for your first foray, basically, or the most of your years in coaching has been with that scenario. As a Hockey East guy, you go to some really big schools. You go to Ohio State. You go to Michigan State. What brought you to that part of the country, and what did you like about the college game?
Oh, the college game itself, just like the unity and the competitiveness and the short schedule. It's like every game's a playoff game in college hockey. And how my route ended up getting there. I joined the coaching ranks and said, listen, I want to get there. And like anything in life, it's who you surround yourself with. You got to have the connections to work your way up the ladder. But in order for those connections to make sense or to work, you got to show that you can make that individual who has that job for you better. And you got to show them that you bring something to the table. Unfortunately, I've been in places where I've been surrounded by great coaches that have landed great jobs, and they've been fortunate enough for them to bring me along.
How did the door open here in Coralville, Iowa, and why did you want to make the decision to leave the college game and try out this pro thing?
I was always tempted with especially this league. I've tried to get in it before. I believe I'm going to be a head coach in this league at some point when God willing opens that door for me, and I've knocked on that door, and the time of my life was like it was ready for a change. College, I had a great experience in college. I wanted a new challenge. I wanted to know what pro hockey was all about, and there's no better league to get the full taste of what pro hockey is than the ECHL.
So you're here in Iowa. What's been so much fun for you in this first year? I know results haven't quite gone the way you guys have wanted to, but just to be able to be part of this league and to experience everything, what are you liking right now?
I think the challenge that Derek and I have, working for Derek, number one, has been fabulous. He's a great coach, gives me great responsibilities, and we have the opportunity to build an organization. And that's all the stops along the way in all my coaching journeys. That's what I've enjoyed the most, whether it was with the U.S. program, building the goalie department, whether it was helping turn around Ohio State, same mission we had at Michigan State. We can go back to my days in Cedar Rapids. It's just like building something that others can build off of and last for a long time. And we have that opportunity here in Coralville with the Heartlanders. And I think this place, and in time, we will get this running and be a top team in this league.
Is it a little bit more special to have a team that's so new, only in its second year, where you guys can really put your footprint on it and say, this is how we want to do it. This is the way that we want the fans to know what the Heartlanders are?
There's something with that. Like, you want to be one who gets the ball. It's easy to push that ball up the hill. And once it's on top of the hill and those other programs that are doing great, it's tough to keep up there. But that opportunity to have your fingerprints all over it, led by Derek, is something that, for some reason in my life, those opportunities were presented to me often. And it's something I'm familiar with, but also that gets me up every day of how can we make this better. It's kind of the underdog and that fighter's mentality that God's given me the gift of having, and it's helped me through life-changing obstacles, but also has helped me get the most out of my playing career, and now I'm using it in coaching.
So life is good for Joe Exter right now. What else? Anything off the ice that's going on in your life, or is it pretty much just hockey 24/7?
Oh, I've been so blessed. Number one, for any good coach, has to have an outstanding wife, and I have that. Erin's been with me from as my girlfriend in college to ups and downs of all the things and have happened to me, and that's number one. You got to have the foundation with faith, a supportive wife, and our son Maxwell is right in my corner. That's the number one step to being a successful coach. That's the, I wouldn't say that new. This is over 20 years now with me and Erin. And the new thing is hockey every day presents something different, as you know as well as I. Like, this league has another challenge coming at you every day, and you got to be ready for it.
That's outstanding. Joe, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with me to catch up on your time with the Nailers and now all the success that you're having here in Iowa. I'm so happy to see that you're loving life and having great success behind the bench as well. So congratulations to all of that. And it's so much fun getting a chance to do battle with you guys in the Heartlanders.
Oh, absolutely. Whelan's a great organization. They've raised a lot of players and coaches to high levels, and they're going to continue to do the same. And I hope to carry on that Wheeling alum proudly.
Joe Exter, the former Wheeling Nailer goaltender, now the assistant coach of the Iowa Heartlanders. Tonight's Unified Bank Profile. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.